Exactly.
I can go all day.
What message board are you on, old man?
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
I can't do accents.
Well, no one's asking you to.
Hey, don't start off like that. See, that's the real Molly right there. That's it right there.
That's nobody's the real asking Molly. You to.
It's Friday, Molly, today. All right, let's do this. What accents can you do?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose I could like muddle my way through certain accents, but I'm hardly going to get like an award nomination for.
Well, you don't have to. This isn't a competition.
No,
I'm just curious as to what you can do. I know you can do Irish, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've got family that's Irish, so I can sort of, but I always feel like self-conscious about it because I actually have family that is Irish and I'm sure they're like, that's not how we sound.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you sound like an American trying to sound like an Irish person. You're like, well, I am. So
you can do English. I think I've heard you do an English, or is that British? What would that be?
Yeah, exactly.
British. British. See, that's the best I can do. And that doesn't sound anything like, I sound like an old lady.
You sound like a Lucky Charms commercial.
Lucky Charms.
Oh, they're magically delicious. I like our accents.
Yes. Ooh. I cannot do one at all. Friday is here. Friday is here. I'm glad. It came pretty quick, actually. We do have a fun factory going on a little bit later in the broadcast. And also, we're going to get to we got a Diddy update today.
Oh, yeah. Some real grimy stuff. I mean.
All right. So what we need you to do is follow, rate, review, and subscribe. All right. If you want to keep getting this this stuff, that's what you need to do. All right. So please do that. End of the show email. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, you can call us and text us at 402-915-0962. It wouldn't be fair. I know. Well, who was that didn't like cat talk? Who was that lady?
Megan.
Was that Megan? I don't like cat talk. All right. Well, it wouldn't be fair to you and Super Gracie if I didn't make let you know of this special day it is today.
What special
today
day?
Today is actually International Hug Your Cat Day.
Not a problem.
Yes. So
Grace,
go
will
hug
that be
your
an
cat.
Issue for you? I don't think so. No.
You guys hug your cats all day long. So
payments
to have fun with it.
For free rent.
That's right.
Snuggles.
So I have a video here for you. It kind of reminds me of you, Molly. It's like kind of a rescue cat situation. Okay. Gracie, if you could play, V1 for me, rescue cat, that'd be great.
What I think is so wild, I found this. I just found this outside one day.
It was 4 years ago to this very day. I was out for my evening strolls as I do. Oh, I love those evening strolls. When out of nowhere, the beast that is referred to as Sharon snatched me up and has held me prisoner in this incubation of a room every day since. I find myself meowing at the bedside window, for one day I shall be reunited with my family, my little Timmy, my wife Gabriella.
That's fantastic.
I'm sure Megan, I don't like cats, would approve of that.
She's
one.
She's
right
like
there.
Fast forward.
Yeah, no, she won't fast forward through that at all. Yeah, so International Hug Your Cat Day. I saw that and I was like, yeah, oh, come on. It's a thing. Why not?
Today was international. Well, it wasn't. It was Coffee Compound Get Back at Cat Day.
What
he
is that?
Has been,
oh,
well,
Peter.
Okay, keep
okay.
in mind that for his entire cat life, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And that stopped. And he doesn't understand time.
Okay.
Or understand the fact that like that job doesn't exist where I have to get up at that time anymore. But oh, in I'm his mind, you. 16 years is like that's. And so he comes into 16. Our room.
Yeah.
And he howls.
How?
Every morning. Peter calls it singing the song of his people. And he comes in and he meows and he meows and he meows and he meows. And it, at first I used to think it was that he was hungry. And then I would get up and muddle my way downstairs and realize that he had a full dish of food. It's just, he is like, it's time to get up.
Yeah.
Like it's 4 o'clock.
Animals don't know.
They don't know.
Same thing with my dogs too.
So now what Peter likes to do is when, you know, it gets to be like 8 o'clock in the morning and mm-hmm. Murray is finally settled down and is taking a nap. He likes to go up to him and go, "Hey, hey." I'm like, "You are so petty." He has no idea why you're yelling at him right now. Yeah. He just thinks that you're yelling at him. He doesn't understand that this is like payback.
Does he say things like, "So you like to wake me up, huh? You like to wake me up in the morning?
Sorry,
well, hey
sleeping?
There, you napping over there."
That's what he says. Oh, that's were you funny. Sleeping? It's annoying when somebody wakes you up, doesn't it?
Hug your cat day. So everybody do that. All right. So locally, we got some cool stuff going on. It's the Taste of Omaha going on down at the Heartland of America Park at the riverfront, which is pretty cool. I looked at the vendors list, and just this weekend alone, there'll be over 100,000 people that go through that. And I was thinking to myself, like in the past, I'd kind of make fun of it, but a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
That's because there's a Runza there. You know, you can go there and get local food.
Right.
But then I looked at the list. I thought about it. I'm like, how many great local restaurants there are in Omaha? And there's a ton now in comparison mm-hmm. to way back when this thing started. I think it's the 25th annual or something like that.
Cool.
There's a lot of, there's a long list. And there's a lot of entertainment and everything like that this weekend. So if you plan on heading down there, and getting your grub on. Does Anne still do it with Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab?
I gotta check and see if Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab is gonna be down there. Okay. I haven't asked her. I don't know. I haven't seen the list. It moved for a while because remember the flooding. And so it was like in Elmwood Park for a bit.
Yes.
And that was a whole thing. And so now it's back at the Heartland, which I'm glad because it's a better space.
It is a better space because before it got renovated like it did, it was a bit long, if that makes sense, because it'd go far into the, you know, just a bit far and scattered for some people. This centralizes it a little bit more, and I think it's easier. So that, that's going on this weekend. I'm going to have to go down there and enjoy myself.
Go get your eat on. You're like, but is there a tequila tent?
Yeah, I think there is a tequila.
There has to be.
Yeah, there's everything and anything down there. There's a whole lot of stuff going on there for the whole weekend. That's the Taste of Omaha. Also La Vista Days.
Jesus. Okay.
All of 15 people go there. Yeah.
God. La Vista Days.
Hey, La Vista Days.
Was this in the penny flyer that you got sent to your house?
Yes, it was actually.
Oh, there's also an estate sale going on in Ralston.
I can go all day.
What message board are you on, old man?
I don't know. It's a good one, though. Thanks, Gladys. I always give a shout out to Gladys.
She's always so good about updating about these things.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I have an idea for us, a side hustle. You know how sometimes people need like a good cry?
Yeah.
Like a good cry. You just need a cry. So what I thought is, what if we created a number where people can call to get that cry out? So basically, they'll call, we'll tell sad stories and maybe tell them their pet died and just to get them to cry. And we could charge for this.
You just want to make people cry, and the bonus is that you get paid.
Here, Gracie, play V2. I need a side hustle going on here. V2, if you could, please. crying.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this?
She's in a bathtub with wine.
Call 1-900-999-CRY and hear it for yourself.
He's got a skateboard.
He's outside. Enjoy.
Each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
Can you imagine having that conversation with your parents? Mom, can I call the cry number? She'd be like, shut up. Go to your room and you can cry for free.
You got this, Molly. That is a real deal. That was from 1980. That was a real commercial.
Wow.
That was a real idea.
Real place. Okay.
Yeah, that was an idea where you called a 900 number, and not because you're sad and am already crying. You're calling someone, and they tell you these sad, awful stories to get you to cry.
You just want to let the tears out?
Yes, you can get the tears out. You know, sometimes it feels good just to cry. Like when you watch... I don't know, some movie or something.
I'm an angry crier. I'm an angry crier.
What do you mean you're angry crier? What is an angry crier?
I hate crying. It's like I hate being sick.
Okay.
I hate being weak.
I am woman.
I'm not crying. This is ridiculous. These are angry tears. Really? Because it seems like we're at a funeral and it could be okay to be crying. I don't think it is. I think it makes me look ugly.
Oh, everyone does.
It's not right? vanity. It's not no. about vanity. I really do. I really am like, I'm not going to cry.
Are you an ugly crier?
Everyone is.
Yeah.
Nobody's a pretty crier.
Well,
I mean, even like, I remember when they had that reel of Kim Kardashian crying.
Was she ugly crying? I don't remember that.
Well, it was terrible because she's had so much Botox, her face doesn't move.
Oh.
So she's sighing, but it's like, she's like, you know what I mean? It's just unnatural. You know, there's usually a certain amount of like squinting or squishing when you're crying, like, you know, sobbing, especially.
Sobbing.
Her face was just like, it didn't move.
See, that's where I got it down. I got it down because I don't want Wylene to see me crying.
How many times a week do you cry?
It's been a while. Probably 2 days. I don't know. I'm sure
like
I watched
2 days ago. What did you cry about 2 days ago?
If I get on the internet and it's always the soldiers coming home or don't be anti-American like that. Soldiers are coming home to their families, or it's people that that are meeting up with their family member that like they haven't seen in like 8 years.
Oh, yeah. Touching stuff like that.
Yeah. It's stuff like that. That just gets me. And maybe it's because of the fact that I don't have parents alive any longer. So maybe that's what it is.
But it's interesting that you seek that out to cry. I mean,
I don't seek it out. It's that stupid algorithm. You watch one whole one and next note you're on it. For a while, it's
yeah.
Like,
but for me,
on.
If I knew it was going to make me cry, I'd flip on. I keep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't
like,
mind.
Who'd want to cry? Like, what do you want to cry about?
See,
like,
you need why to get you some tears out. That's the reason why you are the way you are.
How am I? Please describe.
Wonderful.
Fascinated to hear what you have to say about it.
I think you're wonderful.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, make you more wonderful.
He's like,
is that even possible?
He's like, I'm digging my nails into my thighs. You can't see it, but I'm white knuckling through this compliment because it's so not organic. I'm going to have to cry later.
Right. We got to get to it. All right. Let's get to best news of the day. Creighton in Nebraska, they start their journey. The NCAA tournament starts today. And here's the time. It's on ESPN Plus, which I think sucks. But Nebraska's taking on Oklahoma at 4, and then Candace and Creighton's going to be at 7 tonight. So good luck to the guys. So
and
that's
you said that Kansas
deal.
Creighton one is special because the pitcher.
Yeah, the pitcher. One of the pitchers on the Kansas team is my buddy's grandson. And 3 years before, this is a senior year, I believe, he just transferred over there to Kansas. And before that, he was at Creighton. So we'll see how that all goes. It should be good, though. It should be some good baseball going on. And then, College World Series right around the corner. But this is going to be the long journey to get to Omaha.
I know. The road to Omaha is long.
It is. Very much so.
Well, something happened this week that's going to cost you. What used to be free is now $35. If you fly on Southwest Airlines, if you check a bag now, it's no longer free. That started on Wednesday, which is just criminal.
Now, if you bought your ticket before Wednesday, too, by the way, and your flight isn't for like a year from now or whatever, you'll still get free luggage as long as that ticket was bought before the deadline on Wednesday.
So a lot of people right now aren't getting impacted by it, but it's happened.
Not yet.
Like it's happening. Yeah. Like if you bought a ticket today and you're flying in 2 weeks, you're paying for that bag.
$35.
$35 for the first one, $45 for the second one.
Okay. And so here are the penalties. Overweight bags are going to cost, and this is 51 to 70 pounds. I think I've gotten over 50 before, but not that.
You're not
I don't know what's
to.
In your luggage at 70 pounds. But anyway, it's $100. 71 to 100 is 125. Oversized bags, you know, they have the oversized bags. That's $125. They are really Really? Remember, these airlines made billions of dollars. These guys have not been making it. So I think they finally just said, let's get some of this cheddar.
Well, part of the reason why, I mean, I know for myself, part of the reason why I would fly them was because baggage was free.
Sure. Me too.
Because I would look at it and say, okay, well, whatever this flight is, not only is it cheaper than United, but it's also going to be include a free bag. I'm going to fly United now. Because like I live in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so I live on the north side of Chicago. So going and flying Southwest usually means about almost 90% of the time you have to go to Midway Airport, which is like a 2-hour venture from my house.
Is it
as
really?
As opposed to like going to O'Hare, which you can do in like maybe 45 minutes.
Okay, because I've always gone into Midway because it seems smaller and easier.
It's so O'Hare is
okay.
I mean, because there's no quick way to get to Midway. I mean, yes, you can take the train, but I've got to take the train and transfer another train downtown and go on that way.
Okay. I guess that's different because I'm just coming in to visit. I'm not actually going there. I don't live there. So, okay.
So in the past, I was willing to make that like extra effort because I was like, dude, I'm saving like $100, you know, like if I have to check two bags, because you would get two free checked bags.
Yeah.
Well, now with United, it's the same price. So I'm just like, okay, well, I'm not going to schlep down there anymore. Like now I'll just fly what's convenient for me, knowing that they're all charging for bags now.
Yeah. See, Southwest is 100% convenient for me because I have the points and the card because of all of that. That's how far into it I am. And also they're saying that if you're A-list preferred, you'll get two free check bags. A-list members get one. Now I'm an A-list member only because I've had that many points. I don't know. This is the first time ever, but you'll also be eligible for a free bag if you have their Southwest card, which I have. So I'll still get two free bags.
Yes.
You know, regardless. But yeah. So
see, but for me, that's us for United. We have, United is a Chicago based airline.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of incentive here in Chicago to, you know, fly United, and we have a United card. So when we fly, we get free checked luggage.
Okay.
And so that's not the issue a lot of times, but the issue has been for me when I fly alone, I'm not covered under Peter's free bag thing. It's so weird.
Okay.
So I found that out the hard way when I was like, no, this bag's free. They're like, no, that's only if your husband's flying with you. And I was like, how dare you? What is this, 1950? Am I not allowed to open a bank account unless he signs off on it?
Yes.
They got intimidated. They're like, you can have the free bag this time. I was like, yes, I can. I am woman. Hear me roar.
Well, I saw United and JetBlue are teaming up so you can share points and all that stuff or something. Right? They're working on something for you guys. So. I don't fly United. Did you hear about Turkish Airlines? I know we don't fly it, but this might carry over. They're actually adding a new fine when you fly. They're fining people who stand up too early.
Ooh,
I love that.
They're like, and you can point them out because they're standing. You. All of you.
I love that one. That drives me nuts. It drives me nuts, especially the people that get up and they run. They run up to the front as far up as they can.
The only time that's okay is when you're getting ready to land and they will say over the intercom, like, hey, there are people on this flight that need to make a connecting flight. We've been delayed. And so, like, everybody let them out first.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Well, I mean,
I guess they're sweating and they're panicking and breathing hard. So, that's how you know.
I mean, if you're a big jerk face and you're like, I'm going to pretend I'm going to Miami so I can get off this plane earlier. Ha, 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 ha. Like, you have a mental disorder.
Yes, you do.
Like, seriously, when you're willing to be like, I'm pretending I'm someone else so I can go get on. Yes, I'm going to Dubuque. They're like, sir, sit back down. Everybody knows you're going to Concord.
Never in that much of a hurry by any means. That's for sure.
Cares?
So, all right. Hurry up and
do what? This is the other thing. Hurry up and do what? Wait for your luggage to come off the carousel?
I sit in the back of the plane because I am in no rush. And that's another thing, by the way. Why is it at check bag area when you get your bag? Mm-hmm. Why does everyone... I mean, I'm included. Why do we gather around it
Because you want to get your bag and get the hell out of there.
But then you're blocking everything and you can't get in there and get your bag. And you're, you know, so, you're trying to, you know what I mean? It's like,
we're sounds like somebody else's problem.
We're weird people.
No, that is where I understand.
Oh,
crowding around there. No, that I understand. Cause you're like, I just want to get my bag and get the beep out of here. Like I am sick of this airport and airport.
I'm going to get there any sooner by doing that. All right. I have some not so good news for you Husker fans. The AD announced that there's no re-entry. There's no re-entry. It's a basically when you go into the stadium, you can't leave and go back in. In the past, you could.
Why are
you
they
could
doing
go
that?
In, leave. What's that?
Why are they doing that?
Because of the alcohol. They're forcing everyone to stay inside and drink. We wanted it. We got it. So they're just saying there's safety and all that other stuff. I'm with you, Molly. So basically what would happen in the past is people would go in, they'd leave at halftime, party it up at the tailgate. Mm-hmm. Some most of the time, if not 100%, if not like 90% of the time, you would end up staying there at the tailgate and then you give your ticket to someone else who didn't have a ticket, then they go in. So that's basically how it's always gone. That's because they didn't have alcohol. So now they're doing no reentry rules. And they say most Big Ten schools do this in their in their stadiums anyway because they sell alcohol. So
most Big Ten schools that are like doing well, like most Big Ten schools, they don't want to stick around for the game.
Don't do that.
Seriously, no reentry. How many people are like, I got to get out of here. This is stinking my day.
Well, then that's what you would do. That is what you would do.
You
I'm just saying
anyway.
It's going to change a lot of things. Outside of that, which we're not that stinker of a team, Molly. I know you don't follow sports. But outside of that, that's just going to be an issue for a lot of people, I think, because of the fact that you go out, you can't come back in. Now you're stuck in there and you're going to spend a lot more money. One guy on the news, one kid said, it's going to be harder to get your buzz on. And he goes, now it's going to cost me $40 to try to get buzzed.
Yeah, all true. I think for
anyway,
a lot of people,
whatever.
You leave at halftime, you weren't planning on going back anyway. Most of the people that I would see out in the parking lot at halftime were never going back.
I know. It would depend on the game.
Out there. I mean,
yeah, all of it's out there. Yeah, it just depends. But anyway, that's the gig right there in Husker world. Why do you hate? Why are you so much full of hate on the Huskers?
Because they've been really disappointing us.
Us?
Yes. I'm a Husker fan too. Yes, I'm from Nebraska.
It doesn't make you a Husker fan.
It doesn't have
to. You're supposed to, if you're a fan, you're supposed to be supportive whether we suck or not.
And when we haven't sucked, I am supportive, but I am an absolute fair weather fan.
Okay.
I like winners.
Oh, God.
And no tears. I don't want a team that's going to make me cry because I get angry when I cry.
Okay. All right. So, all right. What's the Diddy update going on?
Wow. Okay. So this week, still the defense taking witnesses. So this guy is known as the Punisher. He's an exotic dancer and he took the stand this week. And it's not so much what he said on the stand. It's what he said in his CNN interview.
His nickname's the Punisher?
Yeah. Did you not hear that?
Yes, I heard that, Molly. I'm just asking. The Punisher.
Yeah, the Punisher.
Okay.
His real name is Sheree Hayes, but I guess his stage name is the Punisher. And so he is this exotic dancer that was hired by Diddy like 12 separate times to come and perform for him with Cassie. And what's interesting is that when he initially performed, he didn't know who he was performing for. He said that he would come in and that Cassie would meet him at the door. Sometimes she'd be in a robe, sometimes she'd be in lingerie, sometimes whatever. And then they'd go into this room and there would be a man in the corner, completely naked except for wearing a burqa. He would be wearing one of those headpieces that you can only see his eyes and was naked completely besides that. And that would be him sitting in the corner.
Who P. Diddy sitting in the corner?
Yeah, it'd be P. Diddy sitting in the corner with a burqa on and completely nude. So just like basically from the neck up, covered, and you could only see his eyes and then his naked body.
Weird.
And then they'd have a couch set up and another couch set up, and one of the couches was covered in sheets. And then he said that there was usually bowls of warm water that had big bottles of baby oil in them.
Because you want it warm.
They were instructed to, not cold. So at least he was thoughtful. It's like, you know what? I'm going to give you guys warm.
Yeah, baby there's nothing oil. Worse than, you know, when you know when you put suntan lotion on your bag, someone puts it on for you and it's cold.
Yeah. Yes.
You want that bracing. Baby oil to be very warm.
So there were bowls of warm water with what he described as big bottles of baby oil. These are Punisher's words.
Okay.
So then they were instructed. Punisher. He said, Diddy didn't usually talk. It was Cassie that was like, hey, and then we're supposed to do this and supposed to do that because he wanted to stay anonymous. Mm-hmm. And so he said that they would be instructed to oil up themselves and then migrate to oiling up each other and then migrate to self-satisfying themselves and then finally at the end having sex.
Okay. While he's sat in America watching.
Yes. And he said that this was like clockwork, that every single time, the only time that they didn't have sex was the first time. And that's because he's hired as an exotic dancer. He's like, I thought I was showing up to do a party. I thought I was showing up to do a bachelorette or something like that.
He had no idea.
No. Weird.
The name The Punisher is such a weird name for an exotic dancer. You'd think I would have thought that The Punisher is someone that punishes you.
Maybe you're bad.
If you're bad.
I'm not that well versed in the Punisher. World of exotic dancers.
No, come on. That's a weird deal.
Yeah, so the whole thing, it was like 12 separate times. He said he would get paid anywhere from $1,200 to $2,000. He never knew how much he was going to get paid. She would hand him money, or in some cases, while they were performing sex acts, Diddy would throw money on the bed. And that was all part of it too.
Oily money.
I know. Like, how do you spend that? Sir, this is a very slick $100 bill.
How do you, that's so, it's such a weird power move. You know,
all of it was weird. So he said he finally realized who it was because he showed up one of the times, like on visit six. So keep in mind,
so he's halfway been doing it for through, a while.
He's been doing this for a while. This guy's sitting in the corner naked with a burka on, and that's all he's seen. So he comes in one of the times and he turns on the TV and it's one of those hotel screens that it's like, welcome, Mr. Sean Diddy Combs. And that's when he's like, oh, my God.
Oh,
the naked guy in the corner
is P. Diddy.
Is P. Diddy. And he's like, I follow him on social media. He's like, I wanted to like flip out. Like when I finally realized that this guy that I've been performing for, because she framed it as, I want to put on a sex show for my husband. So he's like, when I got out of there, I was Googling all these couples trying to find husbands and wives that looked like the people that I saw in this room, sort of. And I couldn't find anybody that was married that looked like this. And then I realized they're not married. I mean, they're in a relationship, but she was framing this as like, you're doing this for me. I'm his wife. And he, as my husband, he wants to see me get with other guys. So then all of a sudden he's like, so, you know, the interviewer is like, well, did you tell him? And he's like, no, I left the screen on so they could see that I saw the screen. And he's like, and after that, he would wear a baseball cap. He would no longer wear the face.
So he no longer was hiding it. He was
right. He said then he would wear the baseball cap and sit in the corner and occasionally he would talk, but like that was only after they realized that he figured out who they were.
How much did you say he was making again? What was it about?
$1,200 to $2,000 per visit.
Oh God, wow. All right.
He never knew. Like he's like, sometimes it was $1,200, sometimes it was $2,000. Like I never really knew until I got out of there and I counted. Like I wasn't counting when I was in there. But he's like, it was always like in that range. He's like, keep in mind.
What a weird deal. That's like, can you imagine?
No.
Just that. And no, I can't even fathom.
No, you're showing up and like you're performing these sex acts. Like, keep in mind, this is an exotic dancer. Like, he's like, I got paid $200 for that first visit. I thought I was showing up to put on a show for a bunch of drunk ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he normally does, I'm sure.
I walk in and it is a dead silent hotel
quiet
room with some creepy guy in the corner. and one lady. He's like, you know, and so they were like, were you scared? He's like, I was a little nervous. I'm like, if this guy decides that he doesn't like what I'm doing with his wife and he wants to like get
he
violent.
He must have liked it. He must have liked it if he was invited back and forth and back. And did they say how many times after? I mean, I know you said after the sixth time.
12 times.
Oh, 12 times total. Okay.
12 times total. The first time was the only time that he didn't know what he was getting into. And he said that was the only time he didn't have sex with her, that she offered to have sex with him. And he said no, because he's like, I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was still doing a party. So she was like, yeah, let's have sex. And he's like, I'm good.
Hmm.
He's like, I mean, this is like the most beautiful woman you've ever seen throwing herself at you. He's like, I thought this was a like some sort of punk. Like, I mean, okay. He's like, she's this gorgeous woman and she's doing this show with you. Like, he's like, this is,
and I'm the Punisher.
I'm the Punisher.
I'm the Punisher. I wonder if there's an exotic dancer out there named like Doughboy. He's just the doughy
so
dude.
So terrible. They're just like, he's so squishy. He's like, oh, Doughboy.
I'm Doughboy.
He's like, that's because I make a ton of dough because I'm so hot. They're like, that is.
No, it's not.
No, Doughboy. It isn't. Doughboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the stage, Doughboy. He rolls his ass out there. I know I'm good out there. Hey, hey.
Hey. What?
Oh, God.
Yeah, so
hey,
that
you
was
see my see my shirt, by the way? Fit check. Look at that.
The pool boy. I did see that. Did Wylene get that for you?
She surprised me last night with three or four different versions of a pool boy shirt.
She's like,
that's
keep
a wonderful
it on.
Woman. That's a wonderful to keep it on.
Most pool boys are asked to take off their t-shirts. I think you could probably skin that pool better if you were just in a Speedo. She, on the other hand, is like, here's a captain. It says pool boy. Wear it at all times.
I did. I'm not going to lie. I did wake up. I have a tank top, too, that says something about being a pool boy. But I woke up in it. Before the show, I ran and got a Diet Coke. And as I'm walking into the place to grab it, I realize I'm wearing the tank top that says I'm a pool boy.
They're all like, okay.
So I had to go back to the car, the truck, and grab a jacket. And I'm because I was embarrassed to be walking around with a pool boy shirt.
I want everybody to know I have a pool.
That's not it. No one's going to think I own a pool by wearing a pool boy shirt. They're going to think I'm a pool boy.
What company does he work for?
Doughboy?
Doughboy Industries. Ooh, today we get pool boy. Tomorrow we get Doughboy. Yes. All the boys.
Well, anyway, we'll get you updated on Monday. With the P. Diddy thing that is getting grimier and grimier. I know it's going to.
Well, this isn't even on the stand. This was like this guy getting interviewed afterwards and finally was able to just say his piece. Because I mean, I don't think a lot of that made it to the jury. The prosecution was trying to get a mistrial.
I saw that.
The judge is good. Like, nice try.
Luck. Hey, I saw Hailey Bieber. Justin better keep it on the dot, keep his stuff together now. That's for sure. First of all, he sold his whole catalog for $200 million because he was broke. He was running out of money. Now he's with Haley. He better be a good boy because she just sold her whole makeup line for $1 billion.
Yep.
So.
Oh, I know it. Hey. Did you see the picture that he posted?
No, I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, and he's such a dum-dum.
What did he do?
Posts this picture, and it's like for her, like them celebrating. And he's got his, like, he's sitting behind her, and he's got his hands on her chest. He's like squeezing. He's like, yeah.
Nate, you don't, Peter doesn't do that to you when you're celebrating?
Yeah, especially when I have make a $1 billion deal. He's like, hey, heal you up. They're like,
take a picture.
I don't know. The Punisher might be coming over later. I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, things might get goofy. Oh, we just had to bring that one up, didn't you? With Bieber and P. Diddy and all that stuff. We're going to find out what was parked in that parking lot eventually.
I don't know what we're going to find out about that.
I'm curious what
celebrity fallout there will be from any of this.
Yeah.
Like if he decides to take the stand and just absolutely torch everyone, because what does it matter?
Well, I believe they have a list
and
stuff. So
these assistants that, I mean, there's a woman on the stand right this like Thursday named, she's going by the name Mia. And that's not her real name. It's a pseudonym. But she is talking about how she was his assistant by herself for like a year.
Okay.
Sounds just brutal. I don't know why anybody kept these jobs. I don't know.
Money, I guess.
They weren't getting paid that crazy. The last assistant that went up there, the one who had to take the 5 lie detector tests when they locked her in an office with a lie detector guy, said that she got $60,000 a year. And that one time when she handed in an overtime sheet for like 3 months worth of overtime, he ripped it up in front of her.
Jesus.
I mean, I'm just saying, these people weren't making that crazy of a payday. And that was the other thing, is that she's like, my roommates called me the ghost because I was never home. He insisted that I had to stay wherever he was, and I couldn't leave. So there was one night when they were down in Miami and she had to stay there, and he went to sleep and she snuck out, and the security called her up. She's like, you got to get home. He knows you left, and he has us looking for you.
Really?
Yes. And he was like asleep, and she's probably just like, God, I just want to go breathe some fresh air.
Yeah.
Like that cat you showed us earlier.
Yes.
Just wanted out, except for Sharon wouldn't let him. I just want to go see my wife, Gabriella.
Gracie, can you play that again for me? I think it's a V1. I need it.
What I think is so wild, I found this. I just found this outside one day.
It was 4 years ago to this very day.
This is one of the assistants.
I was out for my evening strolls, as I do. Oh, I love those evening strolls.
Yes, they did.
Went out of nowhere. The beast that is referred to as Sharon snatched me up and has held me prisoner in this incubation of a room.
Sounds like
every day since. I find myself meowing at the bedside window.
For
one day I shall be reunited with my family.
You just gotta quit.
Timmy, my wife, Gabriella.
Gabriella!
Gabriella. All right, people. Time for the fun factory. All right, if you are listening and you want to watch, you need to go to the Herdette One Network. It's the Big Party Show on YouTube, okay? Go ahead and follow that. Subscribe to it. It costs nothing. And what I do is I bring a lot of videos to the show at the end on Friday called the Fun Factory for Molly's reaction and also Gracie as well. But again, it's on the Herdette One Network YouTube to watch. All right, so Molly, have you ever had a... ditched your school, your kid's school or anything like that, then surprised them with the, like an adventure of some sort?
No, I'm a terrible mom.
You've not done that?
No, I'm not. God, I'm gonna, like, go to school. Bye. See you at 3. And well, then I go on an adventure.
This one never gets old. All right. Play F1, Chloe, for me, Gracie.
I think we should ditch school and go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
You're serious?
Yeah.
No.
We're going to Disneyland again.
I know we did.
Yes, honey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, honey. We're going again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, honey.
Oh, my God.
Chloe, we're going to Disneyland.
Oh, my God.
She's like, no. I'm with Chloe. They're like, that doesn't, I kind of want to go to school now.
That was like one of the first viral videos out.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what ever. That little girl looks like now. Yeah, because she's like a grown-up.
She looks great. I mean, that photo of her, they try to explain it because I watched some talk show, right? And they had brought these people back from the viral memes that they were before, because that was a meme, right? And she looks fine. But oh my God, don't you wish you could trap a photo like that from back in the day or something?
Yes. Like
that? I mean, good God.
I know.
Oh, I love that one.
Videos. I mean, kids, they're just, they don't, They don't BS you. No, they will don't. Give you that. They're like,
All right, we're going to get to using the word definitely in a sentence. We're going to take you to class right here. Hit F2 for me, Gracie, please.
Who can use the word definitely in a sentence?
Yes. The sky is definitely blue.
Well, that's not necessarily true because sometimes it's gray and cloudy. Mike.
The grass is definitely green.
But if grass doesn't get enough water, it turns brown. So that's not necessarily true either.
Do you farts have lumps?
No.
It's not definitely in my pants.
You knew that was coming.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yes. Best burger ever. Hit F3 for us, please.
I can't eat burgers, bro. You know I'm vegan.
No. It's vegan.
Oh, it's vegan?
Yes.
This smells so good, dude. Thank you. The egg and everything too?
Dude, vegan eggs.
You're sure it's vegan?
Yes, 100% sure.
I'm gonna take a bite. Holy shit!
Yup.
This is the best burger I've ever had. Like deadass, you would never think that it's fake meat.
Fake meat? What are you talking about?
You would never think it's fake meat.
No, dude, it's real meat. It's just vegan.
How is it real meat if it's vegan?
Like the meat is vegan. That's real meat, dude. It's vegan meat.
What do you think vegan means?
Like the cows be eating the grass and shit, right?
No, that's grass fed, you idiot. Are you dumb?
Who would have knew that's what vegan means? That shit was good. You even said it yourself.
He did.
That guy's going to be so sick now.
God, some of these people. All right, Savage Granny. Let's get to it. F4. You're going to love this woman.
What's something in your life you still can't believe happened?
The airplane crash.
Say more. You were in a crash?
No. I fell in love with a man and couldn't have him because I was married. 3 years later, I got a telephone call. This is Cabin Airlines. Your husband just died in a crash. And so I was able to marry my beloved 3 months later.
Oh, my goodness.
Say more. Say more.
That sounds exciting. You survived a plane crash?
Yes. All right. This is my, you said this to me, the travel princess. You had talked about this.
Yes.
And basically.
Grace, I wonder if you're one of these.
Real quick, define it again, Molly.
Hi, man.
What define?
So the idea of a travel princess is basically you just show up. Somebody has planned everything. Your only job is to come be fun. So I am a travel princess. My husband books the flights, makes the hotel bookings, goes ahead and makes the dinner reservations. And I just basically am like, what's up today? Hey,
Wylene too. Sweet Wylene's travel princess as well, because I do everything on the thing. So, all right, go ahead, hit it, Gracie.
Hi, my name is Yuli and I'm a travel princess. There was a little bit of confusion about what a travel princess meant in my last video, so I wrote a do's and don'ts list. As a travel princess, we don't plan the itinerary. Usually things are figured out before we get there. We do bring the vibes. We're here for a long time and a good time. We don't book the flight. Usually I just show up and sit on the plane and we get to the destination, wherever that may be. We do love a pool, preferably with a drink in hand, doing flips or pretending to be a mermaid. We don't make dinner reservations. I didn't even know you needed those. We do show up. We don't stress. We do carry the luggage.
The husband.
I hope this helps.
We don't carry the luggage.
No, you don't.
That was why it was like the husband's like looking up from the background like, really?
Yeah. Okay, and then we're going to close in cringe fashion here. A little history lesson. All right, F6 is a history lesson here. Go ahead, Gracie.
This man invented the toilet of the century. Because if you're struggling with constipation and can't get your poo out, then this toilet solves all your problems. It's designed using metal sticks that will help push the waste out, and all you have to do is place your back in them, so this way the poo easily comes out. Would you like to try this toilet?
The look on both of your faces is amazing.
That's a torture.
Gracie needs a vacation.
Grace is like, I quit. This is official. You have broken me.
Not quite yet.
Grace, let's go off together and be travel princesses. We can take David and Murray and we can just go. And the thing is that you and I won't be the travel princesses. Murray and David will be the travel princesses. Yeah. They're just like, I'm just showing up, being cute and bringing the party.
All right, I'm going to leave this with your Friday inspiration. Go ahead, F7, this one here.
Hey. I just want to let you know I think you're pretty freaking awesome, and I'll be having a super freaking awesome day and stuff. Okay, that's it. That's the whole thing. You can go back to doing whatever it is you're doing is whatever. Okay, bye.
Such a sweet man.
I know.
If like a guy said that to me, I'd be like, sir.
He is a sweet man.
Thank you for seeing me. And wishing me a good day, because I've been around people this morning and no one, not a person. Not to a soul.
That love
has
that
wished
guy.
Me a good day. I good day, sir. Know. I said good day.
I do not know who that man is, but he's a great man. All right, bring it, get out of here. Monday, we have no dumb question.
Okay, announcement
to make regarding a live show. We'll have all the information for you as well that we're going to be doing here. We'll have dates, you know the gig. So make sure you turn the podcast, share it with everyone, let everyone know all weekend long where you can find us, the Big Party Show, and we will see you Monday morning. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.
Huda Media Production.